The move couldn't have been too bad for the current Secretary of Employment Relations. She and top brass from the Administration Department shook hands after the joint finance vote. The committee had an alternative up for consideration that would have left Secretary Karen Timberlake with a shell of an office.
The worst case scenario for us would have been to eliminate the positions that the governor proposed eliminating, but still keep us as a nominally independent agency.
The governor's budget eliminated 19 positions and rolled employment relations into administration. The move was designed to save $2.3 million. Under the change approved by the legislature's budget writing committee, the cost savings are still there. But the administration secretary isn't in charge of employment relations. Joint Finance Co-Chair Dean Crawford.
This is one agency that I think needs somewhat of a firewall in order to be somewhat independent as they work through some of these challenges that they have to deal with regards to employees and contracts.
The new agency approved by Joint Finance would be called the Office of State Human Resources Management. The office would provide all the functions of the current department, minus the paperwork in the way of administrative support. That work would fall to DOA. The governor would appoint its director, presumably Karen Timberlake.
This preserves the core functions and also preserves a level of independence in terms of the leadership of those functions. The committee, I think, just wasn't comfortable with the idea of having the DOA secretary directly responsible.
Timberlake has been applauded by both Republicans and Democrats for her handling of the state employee contracts. Negotiations on the next round of contracts begins in June. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.